We're not afraid about this, and we'll let you bring the kabonis, even though you have to be machmen now and eat both of them. You have to give the portions of the chazor, the shoy, to the kahanim, and maybe they won't eat it. We're not afraid. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Still, it's kedai to bring the korban than to worry. Maybe you come lebeis absul or come lebeis reifa as noisa. What the Tani Musa, the last price, it says you have to let them die. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The yom that he holds toyis maiset mura heavy. That did you make a mistake by maisas loch of tmura. And Ksavri holds Rabbi Yehuda. Ksavri Yehuda tmura maisa maisa. If you make a tmura on a korban maisa, it's like it's maisa. So that's why even both of them come out number 10 and a chanami, one of them is like a tmura, and therefore it's maisa. Rashi says tmura heavy or tmura maisa in a krev ela maisa. So Yehuda Tumuras Maisa Mesa. For the more Ksav is that true of Yehuda Tumuras Maisa Mesa, true like you're saying of Yehuda old, like any toys you have by Maisa has a locha like a Tumura. The locha is if you make a Tumura from a Korban Maisa Beim, it's Mesa. Is that true? Vietnam we learned in the Mishnah Omu was said of Mishim Rebbe Meir that Ilu Hoya Tumura Lo Hoya Korav, that if the 11th one would have a locha of Tumura, it would not be brought for a Korban. So that's where Rabbi Meir argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kopar HaMechal, Tzaraya, clearly in the Mishnah, to Rabbi Yehuda, Sova, Korav, Yehuda, yes, that if you call number 11, 10, it is Korav for Shlomim. So you see, it does have a lach of Tumura that's brought. So how can Rabbi Yehuda, the 11th one, he was saying now it's Mesa, because it has a lach of Tumura, and the Mishnah's Mashma, clearly according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 11th one is brought for Shlomim, Machma, the Din Tumura, but it is brought. The Chitem, maybe you'll answer me like this. Rabbi Meir just answered back, what Rabbi Meir thought Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, but really maybe Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah not mean to say it's a din tmura. The more of a no, we learned like this, but tiny we learned. Ein bein echad osel shlamim. There's nothing difference between the 11th one here and the regular korban shlamim. El shezeh oisa kedusha likoriv, vezeh ein oisa kedusha likoriv. Different Rabbi Yehuda, that it does not kedusha to be brought. Tzadik is kodesh likoriv hudaloi who of it. Hoyu gufa korov, the mash mid itself is brought. It just can't give off kedusha likorov. The mash mid itself is brought for korban. Even if you degrees, the 11th one is brought for korban shlomim. Just it's not kodesh to make another one. It can't make another one tamura. The mash mid itself is brought. So need to quote Yehuda. This 11th one is brought for shlomim. So how could we say now mesa goes according to Yehuda? Here now, Mishnah Yehuda says clearly it is brought as korov.
All right, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
That's the question. Mash because according to Yehuda, that the 11th one is brought for Shlomim. So how could we say before, the one that says Yemaisa goes according to Yehuda? It's one kasha. By the way, Yodimura says the Tanya, learn like this. Over the Tanya, in Min HaBokor, it possibly in Min HaBokor, the Rabbi is Echados L'Shlomim. That the 11th one is brought for Korban Shlomim. Yochlai would have thought to say, Shanima Brafachi, that we had before in the Mishnah, when you make a mistake in number 9, you call 10, it's also Korav. Maybe number 9 is also a Korban Shlomim. Or Mat, I'll tell you no. The Chihegdish Lefon of Matish, Al Yachrov Matish. Usually when you have a Korban, you can make a second one Tmura from the first one. But it's only after you have the first one Kodesh. Before you have the actual Korban, you can't have another one from it. This would be sort of say liachrov mekadish, that afterwards is kodesh, means that the 11th one that could get a kedusha shlomim, but not the 9th one, that the ma'aser beim is not kodesh yet. And the klal is stam sifro mani goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ugtoni says clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds min ha'boker is l'rabach echados l'shlomim. It's a riba to say that the 11th one is brought for shlomim. So it's a pella. How can we say before the brayser that said that when you have 10 and 11 came out together? So the 10th is Mais and 11th one is the Shlomim. They're both Mesa. Why is it Mesa? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Korav. It has Loch of Shlomim on it. So even though the Mishnah holds it's a little bit like a Tumura, they can't make a second one, but it itself about this Korav Shlomim. So then why both of them burnt? Adrab, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should bring them both for Korban. So when it says true, El Rada Tirgamor Reb Shimon Reb Abba, B'tagim Shimon Abba said this. Kaimad Rabbi Yochanan. But Ma'aseh b'zman hazeh askinan. This price that it says Yumusu is talking about Ma'aseh b'ema b'zman hazeh today. Or Mishum Takola, like we once said before, that Mishum Takola, we're afraid if we leave the Ma'aseh b'ema around, maybe you'll come to work with it. Maybe you'll come to be Gozas. So therefore we tell them Yumusu. That's the reason why. Rashi says b'zman hazeh. Doesn't like we had before. They hold we're not doing Ma'aseh b'ema all together. Rather, he holds. We hold we are doing Ma'aseh b'ema, and the one you take out for Ma'aseh b'ema, the tenth one or the 11th year, the halacha is you can't stop waiting until it becomes a balmum, which is what you should do, because now we're afraid maybe you work with them in between. So therefore, the eitzer is according to him is he holds the zman as a. You have to take off Ma'aseh b'ema. Count 10, the 10th one is Kaddish. What do you do with it? Ma'aseh, let it die. So that's his shita. Before we had the beginning of the Perek, Bizman is there, we're not going altogether. We don't take out Ma'aseh b'ema. Because we're afraid Mishum Takola. But he holds no, you have to take off Ma'aseh b'ema. And the way to get around, not to be afraid, you come to work with it, or because of it, is you have to let it die right away. So that's Pshah in the third man, the Yama. It's a Rabbon and the Kadin, while we let it be Ma'aseh. Yeah. The Moihoch, if so, my Eritrei, why this only because two came out for the 10th, one got 10th and 11, Afilu Chad Nami, even if we just have one for number 10, a real Ma'aseh b'ema will be the same halacha also, should be Yemaisu. So more so true. Loi mi boi kom, I meant like this. Loi mi boi, not only Chad, the last life said it is not such a loss if one has to die. Eritrei, but in a case where two of them came out for number 10 and they're both Kaddish, I would have thought to say maybe Kiva the Nefishim said there's a big loss here. Lishininu, maybe we should let him wait on the Nifl Beimum until the Mum comes about. Lichlinu, and let him eat it. Kamashmon, that's a Kiddush no. To even so a Machmer on him, Bishum Takolo, that both of them have to die. Itman, we learn like this. What's going to be Yoimel Shluch? Somebody says to a Shliach, say the Esther Alai, I want you to go make off Trumas, take off Ma'aseh b'ema for me. Go down to my corral and take out the 10 animals and make the 10th one Truma, Ma'aseh b'ema. So Rav Papi Mishmendi Rav Amar Koral Atshi, yes, that's the guy made a mistake and number 9 he called 10. So Kaddish, it's also Kaddish. Uli Yechud Asa, so he made a mistake called 11th 110 in a Kaddish, that's not. Why? Because when he made number 9 Kaddish, what's the halacha? It's Kaddish, but you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum and you can eat it. So it's not such a loss for the owner, therefore he's nicha with it. But when you make the 10th one Kaddish, 11th one Kaddish, the Shlomim, you lose out the Chazav HaShoik, so that bothers the owner, like he never made you a Shliach to do that. For a proper Raman, no, Afilu Korol Chi Asiri and a Kaddish. Even when you made a mistake with the 10th one, also was not Kaddish. The Yomalei, the owner has a right to say, listen, Litzkuni Shad Rasich, I made you a Shliach to take off Ma'aseh b'ema to do it right. But Loi Lavosi, not to do it wrong. So I meant only one to become Kaddish. You made the 9th one Kaddish, it's like I never made you a Shliach, therefore it's not Chal. So Moshe says, if so, Ma'aseh, why is it different from Yehudah? Now this time we learned. Somebody says to a shliach, say the term, go in my field and take off truma samaisa for my wheat. Term kadas balabais. You're supposed to take off truma the way the balabos tells you. There are different shirim. You can take off 150, 140, 160. So you do the way the balabos told you. What's going to be in many, or else the way you think he would want. What's going to be in many of their daita shabalabais? You don't know how much the balabos would want to take off. So term bebenis. The best thing is take off 150th. That's the middle way. What echad minu 150th? What's going to be pichas? So he took off one less. Or he so he took off a tenth more. Truma so truma still a tchal. So even though you made a mistake and did wrong from his das, here we say it is a good shliach. And Bayas was saying when you made a mistake, it's not a good shliach. And I'm going to answer like this. Hosam kivun di could determine by and yofa. They're all different type of people. Some people take off 160th for maisa. Di could determine by and raw. Some people take off only 140th for maisa. Amri, the shliach has the right to say, this is the way I thought you were. So when he took off 160th or 140th, not a real mistake. He has the right to say, that's the way I thought you would want to do it, so I'm doing the way you want me to do it. But Ocher over here, when the Baal HaBos made the shliach a shliach to take off Ma'aseh b'ema, everybody knows the 10th one is Ma'aseh, that's all. You have no business calling the 9th one 10. So Ocher Tusi, you made a mistake here. Amri, so the Baal HaBos has the right to say, lo yibor l'chot l'mita, you shouldn't have made this mistake. And therefore you have this sorrow, Litzkuni Shagasich, I only appoint you to a shliach to do something good, v'lo l'avosi, not to do something bad. Therefore for the evils I never appointed you, therefore it's not chal. Hadru l'echa y'maisavei mislikol l'masechta b'chemis.
Some say also it's interesting. How come the end of the Masechta Bechorah sends off the halachas of shlichus? So we make a shtir to make ma'aseh behemah for you. Some of the pshat bechlal of shlichus is that you see you can make somebody else do something for you. The means to say we have as kashrus, we're tied together one to another. We live the whole yisoid of a ma'aseh bechor, a bechlal of a bechor, the Masechta Bechorah. Is the firstborn, you have to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize that we, a Jew, has his kashrus back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just alone, but we have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to give him back our rishis, the beginning, whether it's a behemah tameya, whether it's a behemah Torah, whether it's a bechor odom, pidyon haben, all these nyan come to teach us that, like, we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this kashrus, the closeness we have to Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mechlav, we know this Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazer, we all have his kashrus to get this one big Kol Yisrael. So that's also the limit of Shlichus here, to realize that one person could do something for somebody else, we're all attached, we're all one big arm, we have his kashrus one to the other. Therefore it's good while the end of Masechta Bechorah sends off for this parasha of Shlichus. Alright, we'll stop here.
Just thought last Gemara again. The Gemara said like this again. What the Mishnah said again, these Chomis Loim Shaben is Bamona Tzuri. You have to pay with the Mona of Tzuri. So the question is, the Gemara says, Mona Tzuri, what does that mean? So Amr Abasi, Rasi said it means Mona Shel Tzuri. Rasi says it means the Mona that they use in Tzuri, in that city in Tzuri, the currency they use there, that's the Mona. So Kitza, the Mona they had there, that was 25 seller. And the seller, yeah. Yeah, so that's about a mona. Mona is 25 seller. Rav Ami says, no, dinri arva. It means this dinner that they use by the Arabs, an Arab dinner. That's what it is. That's what mona tzuri means. So Rashi has a cheshbon here, but Tosis learns that Rav Asi yomar dinri arvi kleimar. Dinner shall arvoi shove he sloyim. One dinner, like a silver coin, is worth 5 sloyim. Shoben, that's how much you have to use for pidyon haben. So that's Rav Ami saying us that this Monat Tzuri, the Mishnah means, is a dinner arvi. It's an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Istero Sarsio. It's this type of a coin, an old coin of Istero. And Tosfos says the pshat is comes from Suri, it's called Istero from Suria. So the Mizdavnen Timno Bedinra, that this type of a coin, 8 of them are bought for one dinner, for a gold dinner. That's what this coin is. It's Timno Bedinra. 8 of them you get for one dinner of gold. And Chomish Menayu, 5 of these coins, is the Pidyon Haben. That's the pshat from the Mishnah Monetzuri. It's 5 of these coins is enough for Pidyon Haben. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Yechanan says, Dinre Hadraini. Yechanan says, take a dinner from this place, Hadraini, or else Traini. These are names of Rashi says, it means a dinner is of a golden coin. Shetvur b'madbeya Adrinus Kaiser, the king Adrinus, or else with Turninus Kaiser, the king Turninus. Take a golden coin from these places. That's what a monetary is. I'll take a golden coin over here, and he says, what? A shaifa, that it's rubbed out, it's rubbed off, like, the Kaiser's thing was rubbed off, yeah. And the Mizdavnan b'yetzim v'chomi zuz, that you could, but it's bought for 25 zuz. So these coins now are bought for 25 zuz. So what you have to do is, dal minayu shtusa, take off a 6 from it. If you take off a 6 from it, then v'hanach l'pidyon haben. Left over is for pidyon haben. That's how much you have to use for pidyon haben. But this is like a 6 too much. To take off a 6th value of this coin, that's enough you use for pidyon haben. So Rashi says that Svirulei Sloim Shel Bechor Heim Sloim Shel Dala Dinner. We know that they have to use 5 Sloim. Seed Sela is worth 5 Dinrin. So, and that's a Sela Tzuri. So it comes out, because of the 5 Sloim, Esrim Dinner. If each Sela has 4, and you have to use 5 Sloim, it's 20. So over here, if this coin is 25, so you have to take off a 6th. So Mori asked the question, Akati Esrim Nochi Danka Heavy. Even if you take off a 6, still you have too much. You have more than 20. And all you have to pay now is just 20 seller for Pidyon Haben. So saying now, a seller is 4 dinrin. I mean, so you have to buy 20 dinrin, that's all. and not the, this is more than 20. Rashi says, like Esri Mechad Nochi Dankev, it's 21 less than 6, because we take a shtus, a sixth out of 24 is 4. So now you're taking off a sixth of 25, it's a little bit, you're paying more than 20. So still you're giving too much. So what's the word is, El Dal Zuz Ushtus. Take off a Zuz and a shtus, and a sixth. And the Hanak Lepidin Aben, left over is what you use for Pidin Aben. Tehevilu Esrim Metakli, Vimetakli Dinri. Dini Esrim Vitimne Zuzi, O Palgo Palgo Danka. Again, so what El Dal Rather Shtus, the Zuz. Take off a sixth and a Zuz. V'anach l'pidin aben, that's what's used for pidin aben. So Mora says, no, still that's not a good cheshbin. Akati still esrim nochi dan kehevei. If you take off a sixth and a zuz, so you're ending up paying less than 20. So again, that's not good. You have to pay 20 dinrin here for pidin aben. Ela means like this. Dal zuz. First take off one zuz. So this is 25 dinrin, so take off one dinner first. So you're left with only 24 dinrin. Now it's good. Take off a sixth of that. A sixth of 24 is 4. Ushtusa. V'anach l'pidin aben. And then what's left over is 20 dinrin. That's what you have to pay for pidin aben. Tevelu esrin mitakli b'makle dinrin. It comes out to be 20 dinrin. That's what you have to use. So this type is a good cheshbin. Yeah. So that's the amount here. It's 20 times here. So it's 20 times dinrin. The yinan esrim v'tumne zuzi yipalgo palgo danka, that this 20, like times the weight of this dinner, really comes out to be 28 and a half zuz and a half danka. And this would be the cheshbon according to the other dinrin. But we're paying now with a dinner tsuri, but a regular one would be much more. So that's why we only have to pay a mona tsuri. Rashi says, you want a cheshbon with the dinrin, the arab used, because the dinrin tsuri oisin we had before. Rashi said that the dinrin tsuri, seven of them make up 10 dinrin arvi. So therefore, seven tsuris makes up 10. So therefore, take off seven, you make 10 there. So it comes out this 20 will come out to be 28 dinrin of dinrin arvi. So that's the cheshbon for pidyon aben. You have to take 20 of these dinrin of tsuri. Here, now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Seloyim Diraisa. That whenever the Torah says to give a seller, know what a seller is. It's Tlosa V'Tilsa Hevei. It's like three and a third dinrin. Like even though we say a seller is four dinrin, no, Midiraisa, a seller Midiraisa comes out to only be three and a third dinrin. That's all. The pasuk says, "Esrim gerah shekel." You have to take 20 gerah for the shekel. The targum is esrim moyin. It's 20 moyin. For tani, we learn like this: sheish more kesef dinner. That six more kesef fit into a dinner. So therefore, comes out that a seller is a third and a third, three and a third. That's what it comes out to. So Rashi has a ganza cheshbon. Rashi says, so on the right, what dinner tsurim who betul seve ye esrim moyin. Yeah, all right. So what the targum says is 20 more, and we know 6 more makes up one dinner. So v'zoi 3 times 6 is 18, and then 2 more is another third. So 3 and a third. Three and a third mona is enough. Three and a third dinrin is enough. Of course, each dinner is six mona. So we have to have 20 more. If esrim is 20, it's enough to have three and a third dinrin. That makes up your 20 esrim gera. Esrim gera shekel. So if it's enough to have three and a third. So first the question, is that true? Mace, we have a question. Faloi sela shel kodesh aboyim ushmoy nepundiyin. The seller shall kodesh. When the Torah talks about a seller, it's made up from 48 pundian. Now, a pundian ze mativa. What do you use the pundian for? Kilbo and the prutian. That the pidyon here, this 48, it's an additional to the original amount that you use. It's like when you weigh it out, you shouldn't lose any weight. So this is an extra that's added on. Now these 48, really they're 4 dinrin. Because each dinner like contains with 12 pundian. So therefore it comes out that you have to have 4 dinrin for the seller, and not 3 and a third. So Gemara says in Echanami, Bosa di Yosifin Alayu. Here it's talking about after they added on a more to it. After it's been increased in value, once a year, that a sixth was added on to the value of the seller. And that's what comes out to be a seller tsuri. So therefore now, 24 mono comes out that each dinner is 4. So that the, see, Rashi says what? V'haloi seller shakodish, means how makdish adev, you makdish your field, b'shnasa yovel, ho yepadeyu beis zer, you can be paid this amount of a field, b'chamishim sloyim. V'teros kanin gabi makdish adev kotoni, keruch yokin, noisem memtes sloyim, you have to give 49 sloyim, or memtes pundiyin. Even though the Torah says 50, that's what you have to give, lementes shonim shayovel. You give an extra pundian. So he said, you give this extra coin, that's to make sure you're not giving less, you're giving the amount, the right amount of silver. You're not taking off any silver. Like Rashi says, like when you weigh it, you have to make sure you have the exact amount of weight, you're not losing anything, you're not giving a little bit too less, or maybe the coins were rubbed off. So you're not giving enough silver, so you have to add this small coin. Yeah. So Rashi says, Nimtza dina yud beis pundiyin, v'sela aboyim shmoyin alma, sela di rice abo dinrin. It comes off me that the sela di rice is 4 dinrin. That's kasha and rova. That rova said the sela di rice is only a 3 1/3. So that's where the it is. Here we're talking about after they added onto it. Rashi says, Mashdina bosa di sifu lo al sela di rice. Hasifu shtus, they added on another 6 to the sela di rice. Now they made the seller tsuri 24 moin. So nechanami, now it's 4 dinrin to the seller. Now how come they added on to it? The Tanya, the Gemara says, Esrim geira ha-shekel. The Pasuk says, Esrim shekel ha-esrim geira shekel. Lamadnu l'shekel shu esrim geira. Here the Torah is telling us the shekel is 20 geira. On minayin, how do we know to say though, shim rotzel ha-esif yosef? If the Rabbonim want to add on more to the coin, make it worth more, they could do it. Talmudim, it says, Yiyah. So, you could make more if you want. Yiyah means, Rash Esrim Geri Yiyah Shekel, Mashum Oid Havai Secher, you get onto it more if you want to. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yivchesh, you could even make it less also. Talmudim, it says the word who? It says, Rashi says, Beparshas Erchen, Siv Hu, Beseid of Ikach Kervach, Siv Esrim Geri Hu, you can't make it less than this. So, therefore, when they added on to it, they only add on more, so comes out now with dinner is 4 sellers, 4 dinner. Ravashi shodale shifsa zuze the Ravachoi. Bread Ravin with Pidgin Aben. Ravashi sent 17 zuz. He sent 17 zuz to Ravacho, to Ravacho Bread Ravina, because he was a kohen for Pidgin Aben. So Sholgla, he sent back to him, Lishdali Mar Tulosa Yeserto. You sent me an extra 3? The Ikolayu. That is an extra 3, he said back to him. You sent me more than you have to. Like the extra third of a seller, that I sent you too much. So he said back to him, what he said too much, Rashi says, Start Rashi, Shnasat l'cho yoysa midai, kerova. That rova says, so the rice is a 3 1/3. If so, for 5, so 5 times 3 is 15, and another third, Batul Sadin and Shtei Dinra comes out to be 2, a little less than 2. So because it's less than 17, less than 17. So I give you 17, you have to give me back a little bit more. So he said back to him, no, Sholech Lei, Lishtali Mar, Talos Achrin, Yomi, another 3, so Yosef Elayu, the other rabbi. This was only Midin Torah. But later on, they added on to the Cheshbon. So Yomi, now another new, now it comes out to be 20. So Yomi, another 3. Omer Rabbi Chanino, kol kesef, omer b'Torah stam. Whenever Torah says a payment about kesef, you should know it means seller. When Torah says kesef, it means a seller. That's the payment. A seller. Yeah. And when the Nevi'im talk about payment, Nevi'im is litrin. You have to pay back the value of litrin. Rashi says that means minyan to Esam Mechamish Lam is 25 sloyim. The Ksuvim, when it says Meksuvim, then Kintrin. Rashi says that's Meya sloyim Mechol Shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Chutz min Kaspa Shel Ephron. Except when it says by Rome Avinu, they paid back the money to Ephron. Sha'afo Pi Shekosu B'Torah Kestam. Even though the Torah says he paid it back 400 kesef. But Kintrin, Yishno was Kintrin. It wasn't like the Mara says, Stam Torah means Selo, but here it was the best type of a coin. The Apostle says, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef, he paid him 400 Shekel Kesef, Oivel HaSeicher, means that wherever you go, you could use that coin. It says, Oivel HaSeicher was a currency wherever you go. And therefore, since there's a place, the Gemara says, the Kintra and Tikla. There are some places that call this Tikla, the seller, a Kintra. Therefore, since the Pasuk says that Rabbi Avinu paid him 400 shekel, that's currency anywhere, and since there's some places the shekel is called Kintrin, therefore he gave him this much. Yeah. See, even though it says the word Kesef, here it means Kintrin was that's worth much more. Rashi said it's Neya Sloyim Mechol Shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 Sloyim. Not just 25, but 100. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Oishia. Oishia says, Bikshu lignois kol kesef zov shabaylam. The Chumman wanted to say, it's also to use, it should be also bano, all the gold and silver in the world. Why? If they cast vuzahava shayu shlayim. And after the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim took out the silver from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, so that silver and gold is like belongs to Hegdash, it's also bano. So therefore, got mixed up in the world, so they thought like all the kesef should be awesome. So Mara says no. At shemot lemikra, until they found the pasuk in the Torah that says the pasuk in the Cheskel that shumuter, you're allowed to use that money. Shneim the pasuk says uvoyu bo pritzim, like the goyim came and was porous, broke off in the base of midrash v'chiluluhu, and they were mechalit, mashma they took the kedusha off the money. It was not like lechulin when the goyim came in, they took off the kedusha. So therefore, the money is mutter to use. Tomorrow is the question, Stam, what's the Havamina? For the Gemara of Yerushalayim, have the Ruba, the Alma, like there was only the money in Yerushalayim that should be also to use. But the rest of the world, like that money is Mutta. So here you go, Basta, Rova the world, Rova the money is Mutta. Why should I say the money all over is also? Just because of Yerushalayim. Tomorrow says, Nechnami, Ela Radu Amra Baye, Baye says like this, Dikshu Lignois Dinner Hadraini and Turaini Shaifa. That they wanted to say that these type of coins that comes from the case of Drina, the case of Trina, that was rubbed off, they wanted to say these should be Yosa. Because these were the coins that were used in Yerushalayim, and the Mustama, they were brought into the Lishkan, to the base of Migdish, so they should be Yosa Bano. That's what they thought. Until they found the Pasuk in the Torah from the Torah, it says no, Shumuta. Shneim, the Pasuk says, Uvoyu bo pritzim, the Goyim came and broke up in the base of Migdish, Vichiluhu. They were Mechal, they took off the Kedusha, off the money. Therefore, it has no Kedusha, therefore, we're allowed to use the money, even these type of coins. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Omar Rav Huna, Funis, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Omar Batur Stam, whenever the Torah says to pay back with Stam Kesef Yishno, it means Kesef Tzuri. It derives, whenever you have to pay back, it means this more Chosh of a coin. Like Rashi says, whatever it says, shekel have a seller tsuri to our boar dinrin. That's four dinrin, like Abiyakan before said. But Bishel Devrayim, whenever the rabbanim say you have to pay money, that's Kesef Medina, that's the regular coin, which is 1/8 of Kesef Tsuri, worth much less, only 1/8. So, first, the question is it true what you're saying? For Klolu, is this a klal that every time the Torah says it always means the more expensive one, Varei Taina? As a shayla, when you go and ask, you owe me two things, you owe me two chairs, and you owe my to one. For Reitaina, the Chsiv, it says, Kiyitain ish ariyeyu kesev akelim lishmor. I give you, let's say, $2 to watch, two kesef, or two kelim to watch. Utanana, it says, Ushvuas hadayonim. When you come to shout to a bezin, did I say I gave you five chairs to watch? And you said, no, you only took two of them. So, Ataina shte kesef, I have to ask you for at least two kesef. So, you see what? It's enough to have shtei kesef. In the Torah says kesef. Shtei kesef, Rashi says, is shtei mo, means a very small amount of money. Rashi, shtei mois, so 1/3 of a dinner. Even though the Pasuk says kesef here, see, it doesn't mean 4 dinrin. It means the smallest amount of money there is. So you see, Kesef Stam does not mean the Mchosha before Dinrin. Smurah says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Hosem, here by Moedev and Mixas is much different. The Pasuk says, Kite Nishroyev, it says, Kesef Oy Kalim. He gave them money or utensils. So we darshan like this, Ma Kalim, just like Kalim means Shnayim too, is asked Kesef Shnayim. Kesef also means two. Mash many two coins. It doesn't have to be Choshev coins. Any two coins is good. Also, Ma Kesef Dov Choshev, just like a coin, even the smallest coin, is still a Dov Choshev, it's still something, is Av Kalim Dov Choshev. It has to be a whole Kli, a Choshev Kli, not a broken Kli. But I call upon him here by Taino, even though it says Kesef, here Kesef doesn't mean four dinarin, it even means a small coin, because it's Daino to Kesef or Kalim. But then more still is it true, I was saying, Varei Maisa, the Pasha of being Poyda Maisa Sheini. The Pasuk says, V'etzarto HaKesef Yodecho, if you have a lot of Maisa Sheini outside Yerushalayim, you can be Poyda on to money, and take the money, so the Tzar to collect the money in your hands, and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, Tanan, we learned, HaPoyrit Sela B'mois Maisa Sheini, that you can be Poyrit, means change it over from small coins into a seller. Mashman, originally, when you applied to the money, when you applied to your Maisa Sheni, you applied it onto very small coins. And now when you want to take these coins up to Yerushalayim, you could change them over into bigger coins. But I call upon him, it's Mashman, you started out with small coins. You want to go to the bank, like, and change over, you get a seller's worth from the money that you have, and the small money. So where you see it could be applied to it onto small money also. You don't need big mois atzuri. So Mar says also, Shani Kesef, I'll tell you, Maisa Shani, Maisa is different. Why? Because Kesef, Kesef Ribu, it says the word Kesef a few times. So it's Mar, but not only the Choshev Kesef, but any type of Kesef, any small coin you want, you could be putting the Maisa Shani onto it. Yeah. Rashi says, Tlosa Zimna Ksiv, it says three times in the Parsha also, Kesef, Unasata, Bekesef, Asata, Bekesef, Unasata, Bekesef, Ribu, Komili. Since the ribui, any type of kesef is good. For the Gemara, still for a hegdish, the parsh you want to be paid the hegdish. The pasuk says, "Benosam na kesef akomloi." If you want to buy back something of hegdish and be paid it, pasuk benosam kesef give money. And the yomash Shmuel, hegdish shava mona, the hegdish worth a mona, hegdish shava mona, shechilulu al shava pruta. There was mechal on the shava pruta is mechulul. It is mechulul. So you see what, you want to be paid the Hegdish, even though it's worth a lot of money, you could use it as a Shava Pruta. So Chorot Zakasha, Shava Pruta is not a Mona Tzuri. So for instance also, Hegdish Nami, Yalif, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa. So you say, Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mimaisa, Rashi, Bimaisa, Shani, Rashi says, Ksiv, Kodesh, V'chol Maisa, Boka, V'tsoy, Nashi, Yavar, V'the Hegdish, Ksiv, Yishki, Yakdish, Es, Beisa, Kodesh. So you say, Shava, Maisa, Maisa, Hegdish, to Maisa. Therefore, that's why you could be paid the Hegdish also with less than a monetary. For the Gemara still, by Kedush Isha, when you want to get married, the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinam en kesef, that we dash when an Omar Riyah goes out, she doesn't have to pay any money. But Mashman is another place where they do have to pay money. That's by Kedusha Kesef, when you get married. So that's one man yom. We learn out Kedushin from this Pasuk. So it says the word kesef here. Still, tonight I'm going to the first Mishnah in Kedushin, to Beishama Yermi Bediner. Or Veshava dinner. You only mikayash with a dinner. That's good. That's monatsuri. But a besilah in rimba pruta veshava pruta. You don't have to use a choshev a monatsuri. It's enough even to use a small copper coin. So l'chura leima. Let's say Ravasi diyamet veshamai. You want to tell me that Ravasi before they said kol kesef that says in the Torah always means a choshev a kesef tsuri. L'chura sounded like veshama, not like besilah. That's a kasha. Usually pass like besilah. It's more so true. Ela rather iyitma. If you learn Ravasi's halacha. Hochi Yitma, this is the way to learn it. That Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav Asi, kol kesef kotzuf. Whenever the Torah says an exact amount, how much to pay, like by pitching the bin, it says 5 sloyim. Yeah, then Omer Bat Torah kesef tzuri. Then the Torah's makbid has to be choshev a kesef tzuri. But b'shal devrei, whenever the Rabbanon say to pay that kesef, that's kesef medina. But Rav Asi meant to say only when the Torah says an amount, how much you have to pay, that's kesef tzuri. So we ask the question, my kumashmos, so what do we need a din for? Tanina, we learned that in our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shoben, that the Mishnah reconciles all these things, that there's a schum. The Mishnah said, Chomei Sloyim Shoben, then it says, Shloishim Shlevet, if you're sure, kills never, Torah says, pay back 30. Then Chamishim Shalainis Vimanisa girl, or Yimafata, or Moitishema, the Torah says 50 or 100. So whenever the Torah says a number, the Mishnah says it already. So what do we need Rav Asi for? What's Rav Asi's Chiddush here? The Mishnah says this already, that whenever there's a cheshbin of how much money you have to pay, the Torah means with Kesef Tzuri. So Marin says, I'll tell you, B'shel Devrayim Kesef Medin Yitzchlei. Rav Asi's Chiddush here, that when the Rabbanim make up a skum to make you pay, there it's Kesef Medina, not a Choshev Kesef. The Tznam, I'll bring you proof we learned. Somebody blows in somebody's ear, and he does damage to him. He hits him or blows in his ear. So it says, Noisim Leisela. You have to pay him a Sela. So that's called the Midrabonin. Now, V'loy Taima, don't think that this Sela means Sela Arba Zuzi. It's a Sela that's worth for Dinrin, for Zuz. No. El Apagwa de Zuzi. It's enough to be worth even half of a Zuz. That's also called a Sela. The Koreinsha Sela. Pagod the Zuzah, people call the cell even half of a Zuz. So you see, when the Rabbanan gave a cheshbon to pay, their cheshbon is the smallest amount of money. Their cheshbon is not a lot. Therefore, people call it as a Zuz, people call it half a Zuz a seller. Yeah. And this comes out, this is 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuri. Now the Gemara says, Chona Bisha, once happened with Chona Bisha, Paisus, he was a bad man, Chonestus. Chonabisha, Tokalelu Gavra. He like hit a man in his ear. So Osla came with Ravuna, they brought him in front of Ravuna. Omele, Havle, Pagu de Zuz. He told him, go pay him half of a Zuz. That's called the Selim with Rabbonin. It's a Pagu de Zuz, you have to go pay him. So the happened was, Zuzay Mochabade. So this Chonabisha didn't have a half of a Zuz. All he had was like a beaten up Zuz. He only had one Zuz, Mocha, that was like crushed down a little bit. And therefore, the Lenofik, he couldn't exchange it. Nobody wanted to take it. So nobody would give him half of a Zuz from it. Like nobody would exchange it for two half of a Zuz. So all he had was just one Zuz to pay with. And then you don't have to pay a Zuz, you don't have to pay a Chatzi Zuz. So what did he do? Talk a Leachrin of Yavna Lei. He hit him a second time on the other ear. And now he owes him a whole Zuz, so he paid him the Zuz. But go upon him, that's the right here. When the Rabbanim say Kesem, the Rabbanim taka means only a Chatzi Zuz. The Rabbanim's money is not a money Tzuri, it's a money Medina, a small amount of money. It's only a money Diraisa, that means a lot. And then it says what? Shloishim Shalevid, or Chamishim Shloin is a Shamafat, the Mishnah says. So Asu, lovely, was have to repeat over again the same again, money Tzuri. Hotanel is other in the ratio, money Tzuri. So where it says, Oinus, the Moise Shem Ritzel, that's the Chiddush over here. Because otherwise, Sakotat Chim, I would have thought to say, Kivund like Sivu Shkolim, the Torah doesn't say clearly 50 Shkolim. Is then I would have thought to say, Zuzibiyam, anything you pay is enough. Kamash Lanod, the Mela Fayalif Madodi, learn out one from the other. Then the Torah gives us Chum, whenever the Torah says you have to pay a certain amount, we say that amount always means a monetsuri. So even by Moshe Shem, the Torah just says mona, 100, but doesn't say Shkolim, it's Kesef. Still we learn out, since it says a Chum, whenever the Torah says an exact amount, we always say that means monetary. Yeah. This is what chutz min hashkolim. When you pay the machzis hashekel, that you can't give shav a kesef. You have to give dafke shkolim. Tony, we learned chutz min hashkolim. When you pay shkolim, you have to give exactly a shekel or machzis shekel. Or meiser, hu adin by meiser also when you pay the meiser sheni, and hu adin varayin when you buy a korban oila for the oila ria. So shkolim the tanan mitzvahin shkolim darbunis mevnei masuya derech. That shkolim you could only change over to this coin darbunis only because you have to carry it up to the Lishka. But otherwise you can't exchange it into any other coins. You would actually have to give a master shekel. You have to take the money with you. You can't take shava kesef. It has to be coins. For Ryan, you buy an oilish riyah. Tani Rabbi Yosef, shlo yavi sigal azara. You're not going to bring a siga, a bad coin, to the azara. Or she says, siga kesef siga la tvua. Like you can't bring coins that wasn't carved out yet. You can't bring some a metal-based kli. You have to bring a complete matveya, good coin. You have to use for the shriya. And when you buy the korban, you have to pay money with coins. And you can't use some a piece of metal like shava kesef. It has to be bedafka kesef. All right, you'll stop here.